This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Pentagon has confirmed one attack on al-Qaeda suspects in southern Somalia. One spokesman said that the attack was based on what he called credible evidence. At a White House briefing, spokesman Tony Snow would only say the operation was part of the global war on terror.
And this is a reiteration of the fact that people who think that they're going to try to establish safe haven for al-Qaeda any place need to realize that we're going to fight them.
NPR's Jackie Northam joins us now to talk about this situation. Jackie, what is the latest?
We have a lot of information coming in, but precious little confirmation. As you mentioned, the Pentagon has confirmed an airstrike was carried out against suspected al-Qaeda targets on Sunday our time, early Monday Somalia time. Brian Whitman, a Pentagon spokesman, said a U.S. gunship was used in the attack, that the assault was based on credible evidence that principal al-Qaeda leaders were in the area in southern Somalia, that the U.S. could identify them and take action. Now, Whitman provided no other details, such as if, in fact, those al-Qaeda leaders were killed in the attack, which is odd, because if the operation was a success, you'd expect the military to say more about it. The CIA is not talking on record, nor is the White House. There are reports of other similar attacks today that more people have been killed, perhaps al-Qaeda leaders, but no confirmation as of that yet, Michelle. And part of the reason is really because this is an isolated area of Somalia near the Kenyan border, and at the best of times, Somalia is a difficult place to get good information. Many parts of the country are lawless, so not a lot of organizations go in there, and it's a tough place for intelligence agents to infiltrate. To compound the problem, this area there's heavy flooding throughout this area, and there's thousands. The UN says about 5,000 refugees in the area.
Now, the operation reportedly is targeting three suspected al-Qaeda members. What can you tell us about these three?
Well, one of the reported targets is a man named Fazul Abdullah Mohammed, and he's considered to be al-Qaeda's ringleader in eastern Africa. He was born in the Comoros, he's multilingual, and he's been indicted in the U.S. for his role in the 1998 bombings of U.S. embassies in both Kenya and Tanzania. Those two simultaneous bombings killed more than 230 people. There's a $5 million bounty on his head. He's also suspected of planting a car bomb in Kenya that killed more than 13 people and attempting to shoot down an Israeli airliner in 2002. The other two men reportedly targeted are Abu Taha al-Sudani, he's a Sudanese man married to a Somali woman, and Sala Ali Naban, who's a Kenyan national. All three were believed to be living in Mogadishu and were making their way towards the Kenyan border late last month after Ethiopian troops entered into the capital city to start pushing out the Islamist government.
Was this assault long planned, or, as we heard elsewhere, did this opportunity strike at these men just come up?
Well, it's a little bit of both. The U.S. had been monitoring the situation in Somalia using predators, these unmanned surveillance aircraft, to watch people as they were fleeing the capital and heading south. There are reports that U.S. intelligence had been negotiating with Somali clans who may have been sheltering these suspects. That's unconfirmed. The U.S. had sent in the 5th Fleet into the area. It was an aircraft carrier and three other ships off the Somali coast once the Ethiopians entered the country, really to monitor, capture, and kill suspected terrorists. And the other thing to remember in all this is the first time in more than a decade, the first military action by the U.S. in Somalia, and that was since 18 Army Rangers and Delta Force Special Operations soldiers were killed in the capital city.
And that situation came to be known as Black Hawk Down.
That's right, yes.
What are Somalis saying about the situation?
Well, members of the transitional government really are defending the U.S. action. Yesterday, on Monday, President Abdullahi Yusuf said that the U.S. did have the right to target suspected al-Qaeda leaders on Somali soil.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you very much.
That was NPR's Jackie Northam.